www.kölncampus.com.
www.kölncampus.com. You appear to have a world map between your legs with many unknown tracks. This book is your Lonely Planet guide to the Down Under.
Als einen Reiseführer nach Down Under kann man das Buch Viva la Vagina von Nina Brochmann und Ellen Stockendahl beschreiben. Die beiden Norwegerinnen sind Ärztinnen. Angefangen zu schreiben haben sie 2015 mit einem Blog. Dort haben sie Fragen rund um das weibliche Geschlecht und Sexualität beantwortet. Der Blog wurde schnell beliebt und so wurden sie angefragt, auch ein Buch zum Thema weibliche Sexualität zu schreiben.
I thought that we were too young, we were just students, we could do this. But then two different publishing houses were like, we think you can do it.
We looked to Germany and you have this amazing writer, Julia Enders, who wrote The Gut when she was a medical student as well. And then we thought, well, if one female student can write about a taboo topic and reach out to people, then we can try to do that as well.
Aus der Sicht von zwei Ärztinnen und inspiriert von den Fragen, die ihnen auf ihrem Blog jahrelang gestellt wurden, schreiben die beiden ein Buch und erklären erstmal die weibliche Anatomie.
Most women don't know the anatomy of their clitoris. And well, on the other hand, most men know the anatomy of their penises.
We have been talking about that. Most women know the anatomy of their
penis. Yes.
Viele Frauen kennen ihre eigene Anatomie nicht. Und dadurch fragen sie sich dann auch häufig, was denn normal sei und ob sie normal sind.
A lot of women feel that something is wrong with their genitalia, how they look, even if they are completely normal. And we believe that that comes from the fact that we don't talk about what normal is. How normal should look.
Because we never talk about how the female genitals also go through much, as much of a change as the male penis. Our schamleppen, they grow. For half of women, the inner lips will become longer and more curly than the outer ones. So it's very normal that the inner lips become kind of like a folded skirt, you know, with like ruffles. And
Nina Brochmann und Ellen Stockendahl erklären in Viva la Vagina die weibliche Anatomie, Verhütungsmethoden, alles rund um die Periode, Geschlechtskrankheiten und den weiblichen Orgasmus. Das Ganze geht aber über eine rein medizinische Sicht hinaus.
As long as women don't have the opportunity to do what they want with what they have down under, it will be a political topic.
Und das haben die beiden Ärztinnen auch schon in der Universität gemerkt.
When we wrote this book, we became even more shocked by the way medicine has been a very male-dominated and misogynic community as well. I think we've gotten questions on our exams actually 4 times about the erectile mechanism in men. And I detailed, I've written like 3 pages at the exams about the erectile mechanism in men. And then we've never been asked about the clitoral anatomy even.
Aufklären, normalisieren und schaffen, dass Frauen sich wohl in ihrem Körper fühlen. Das sind Ziele des Buchs Viva la Vagina. Nina Brochmann und Ellen Stockendahl schreiben zwar aus der Perspektive von zwei Ärztinnen, aber trotzdem sehr verständlich und mit viel Humor.
We think that the female genitals are extremely fascinating and fun. I mean, we are medical geeks and we what we did this afternoon, for example, we're googling about women and men, for example, who sneeze when they have orgasms. And aww. It's because you have like erectile tissue in your nose as well that gets engorged when you're aroused, so you can get an erection in your nose and that can make you sneeze. I mean, how cool is that?
www.kölncampus.com.
www.kölncampus.com.